And it is John Gibbons. With more content on the news, that Trent Alexander-Arnold has confirmed he is going to leave Liverpool, probably for Real Madrid. He hasn't confirmed that yet, but that is what we're all suspecting. And as ever, loads of great stuff on The Athletic, all about this, all about the decision. And James Pearce joins us now, who's done a couple of excellent pieces for The Athletic, one of which is a deep dive, I believe they call it, into not just the situation at the moment, but over the last couple of years. So he's going to talk to us a little bit more about that now. So, James, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
No worries. Good to see you, Gibbo.
We'll start with the here and now and then jump back a couple of years, if you don't mind, James. Yeah. It wasn't a shock. It's been sort of referred to as the world's worst kept secret, and that's kind of how it felt. But maybe the timing was an interesting one. What did you make of the idea of going on the day that they did?
I mean, I think first of all, probably there wasn't really a good time. I think they'd been, I've been told there were various different scenarios were considered in terms of when to announce the news. Trent was very keen to not do it before the title was won, because he didn't want to create kind of unwanted noise and, you know, be accused of almost like detracting from what Liverpool were trying to achieve. So I think it once obviously the Tottenham game was out of the way, it was kind of like from his perspective, right, well, now it, when is the right time? And he also didn't want to leave it until after the last game of the season, after the parade, because I think he just thought that isn't the right way to go about things, that he should front up and be open about his intentions before that. So yeah, probably from a journalistic perspective, Bank Holiday Monday wouldn't have been the one that I'd have picked. But yeah, I think I can understand why you wouldn't have done it before, say, an away game at Chelsea, because you know, of the kind of the noise that would have, you know, in terms of the Chelsea supporters and everything else. So I think, you know, now on the Monday in the build up to a home game, you know, is probably as good a time as any.